Section 3. You will hear a conversation between a prospective student and a university advisor about applying to enter the university. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23. As you listen to the first part of the conversation, answer questions 21 to 23.
I'm interested in entering your business administration program, and I'd like some information on how to apply. I'm a little concerned because I've been out of school for a number of years.
That could actually work to your advantage. It's possible to get academic credit for work experience if that experience is related to courses in our program.
I've been working in business for several years. How would I get academic credit for that?
First, you'll need to read the university catalog to see if any of the course descriptions match your specific job experience. For example, if you've worked in accounting, you may be able to get credit for an accounting course.
So then what would I do?
You would write a summary of your work experience, relating it to specific courses we offer. Submit that to the admissions office with a letter from your work supervisor confirming your experience.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 24 to 30.
Would I submit those things at the same time that I apply for admission?
That would be the best idea. Have you looked at our course catalog yet?
No, not yet. I guess I should do that soon.
Just go to the university website and you'll find it there.
Okay. Can you tell me how the admissions process works?
Well, first you'll need to fill out an admissions form and submit it. That's on the website as well. Of course, you'll need to make sure you meet all the admissions requirements.
How can I know what those are?
The best way to understand them is to come to a special session we're having for prospective students next Wednesday evening. We'll explain the process then and go over the requirements and answer any questions you may have.
That sounds great. I'd like to attend.
Good. It's at 7 o'clock. Just go to the meeting room in the basement of the library. You know where that is, right?
Next to the Student Services Center?
Yes, that's it. It'll be a really informative session because it'll also give you a chance to meet several of the professors and get more information about them. By the way, did you come by car today?
No, bus. But I'll probably drive on Wednesday.
You'll need to get a parking pass then.
How do I do that? Can I download one from the website?
No, you have to get it in person from the Student Services Center. Just tell them you're here for the meeting at the library. Now, do you think you'd be interested in applying for a part-time job through the university work-study program?
I'm considering that. How can I find out what kinds of jobs are offered?
You can access the job listings from the computers in the library. Are you planning to study full-time or part-time?
I want to be a full-time student.
Good. Then you'll qualify for the work-study program. Part-time students aren't eligible.
As a full-time student, would I be eligible for a free bus pass?
No, unfortunately, we don't have those available for any of our students. However, you can apply for financial assistance to help pay for your books or for your tuition.
I'd like to look into that. Do I apply for that at the admissions office?
No, that's through us. You'll need to make an appointment with a counselor.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4,